Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hi, welcome to the Astrology Alchemy podcast for the week of November 23rd. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host and guide. A theme for this week comes from a Mark Napo poem that I'll read at the end. Experience meaning in the life that moves through your heart. This is a week with the archetypal energies of openness and vulnerability, and the call to be in our hearts, and to change the stories of certainty and I know best. On Friday, November 27th, Venus is opposite Uranus, which is retrograde right now, at 7 degrees of Scorpio and Taurus. Venus is the lover archetype and the relational one. And whenever there's a cycle with this planet, it honors the changes that are happening for us in our hearts and our sense of relationships inside and out and values. Venus is in Scorpio right now, which is a sign of depth, intensity, and truth-telling. When Venus is in Scorpio, that part of us is really tracking what's underneath the surface of things. Now, she's opposite Uranus in the heavens, which is the maverick archetype. Maverick archetype that wants to help us liberate ourselves, wake ourselves up, shift the status quo. Uranus is retrograde right now, which means we're in a reflection period of looking at the inner changes and liberation we have to do, particularly around our ideas of security and territorialness. Uranus is in Taurus right now. So this cycle of Venus opposite Uranus on Friday, right after Thanksgiving, and in what's called Black Friday in the United States, a time of intense capitalism and spending, Venus says, what's really important to you? And do you really need those things? Is that really going to give you happiness? Given the upheaval and the deep initiatory journeys of change, painful and enlightening that we've all come through this year, this Venus-Uranus cycle says, what have I learned from this? What's really important to me? How do I radically change my inner values and the way I am in relationship for myself and others? So it calls us to a deeper stream. And some families might be meeting in the United States with Thanksgiving. Some may not because of the COVID restrictions. So there's a deep upheaval about relationships. And we have to go to another level, Scorpio level, to feel our connections and get to the heart of the matter of what really values to what do we really value. And then on Saturday, November 28th, the planet Neptune goes forward at 18 degrees of Pisces. This planet has looked like it's been retrograde, moving backwards in the heavens, since June 23rd, when it appeared to go retrograde at 21 degrees of Pisces. Again, don't be concerned about the degree measurements if they don't make sense to you. Just listen to the story and see how it honors and supports you. Neptune is the dreamer archetype. Has everything to do with our creativity, our artistry, our aspirations, our spiritual self. And it's the one of us that is connected to alternative states of consciousness. Now, this could be an empowered experience of spiritual awakening, creativity, faith, prayer, inspiration, compassion. But equally, this archetype can connect us to a deep wounded part of ourselves where we check out, the escapist one of us, where we feel caught, invisible, addicted to something, a process or an experience, aimlessness, victimized. So Neptune seemingly changing directions this week gives a very strong theme this week of what is it that I really feel and believe, and what dreams am I caught in? Are they positive ones? Do they open my heart to compassion and interconnectedness? Or am I feeling caught in my victim role? Am I feeling caught in a polarity inside about going under a spell of certain beliefs or certain ways of being? So it's a very important week to be listening to yourself and what your deeper heart knows. What are your greatest aspirations? And watch out for where a part of you that feels victimized or invisible gets activated, gets hurt, gets wounded, and then acts out in the world. Or where you end up in your own pain and suffering and a feeling of uncomfortable vulnerability or invisibility, where you go under the spell of an external authority, an idea, a paradigm, a dogma, because you're trying desperately to bring yourself back into some kind of sense of reality. So go for the dreaming, creative, prayerful Neptune if you can, but also have deep compassion for the ones in you that might feel overwhelmed, victimized, and just gone, checked out. And then finally on Monday, November 30th, I'm telling you now because you'll feel it coming this whole week, is a full moon lunar eclipse at 1:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time at 9 degrees of Gemini Sagittarius. Now, normally in the full moon every month, the sun and moon opposite each other, there's this balance between the solar, mental, cognitive part of ourselves and the lunar, emotional, intuitive, non-cognitive part of ourselves. The sun is the hero-heroine archetype, and it shines the light. The sun's in Sagittarius right now, the sign of wisdom, philosophizing, making meaning, getting to the truths, reaching for the stars, aspiring. But also the challenging side of Sagittarius is dogmatism and a certainty about your truth is it. The sun is opposite the moon at this lunar eclipse. The moon in Gemini, the moon is the instinctive nurturer and has everything to do with our feelings, our intuition, our fluidity. Gemini balances Sagittarius because it plays devil's advocate. It asks the why questions. It's very curious, and it's interested in bringing together seemingly opposite things. So this full moon eclipse, one of its greatest gifts is to illuminate inside of you your awareness of your thoughts and your communication and your certainty about your truth. It really calls us to be open to other stories, to recognize when we think we know it all or, you know, we've got it figured out and this is how it is, and to say, well, is it? Might you eclipse some of those certainties about reality and be open to other ideas, other ways to communicate, other stories that are perhaps more interesting, perhaps calling your heart at this time. So be watching for yourself in this whole week where an old story, say with the Neptune, a victimization or outrageousness around this is how it's supposed to be, and then the emotional reaction we get. Let that dissolve into a deeper knowing in your heart of the universality and your deep interconnectedness to all life, to people, to the land, to the animals, to the spirits. It's a way of calling us to recognize at the heart of it, it's all about our relationship and our belief in belonging. And once we have that, we are completely resourced and we don't have to be worried about losing anything. So that being said, I want to leave you with this beautiful poem by Mark Nepo called Accepting This. Yes, it is true, I confess. I have thought great thoughts and sung great songs, all of it rehearsal for the majesty of being held. The dream is awakened when thinking I love you, and life begins when saying I love you, and joy moves like blood when embracing others with love. My efforts now turn from trying to outrun suffering to accepting love wherever I can find it. Stripped of causes and plans and things to strive for, I have discovered everything I could need or ask for is right here in flawed abundance. We cannot eliminate hunger, but we can feed each other. We cannot eliminate loneliness, but we can hold each other. We cannot eliminate pain, but we can live a life of compassion. Ultimately, we are small living things awakened in the stream, not gods who carve out rivers. Like human fish, we are asked to experience meaning in the life that moves through the gill of our heart. There is nothing to do and nowhere to go. Accepting this, we can do everything and go anywhere. Accepting this. We are asked to experience meaning in the life that moves through the gill of our heart. May you be able to do that in this week and into the coming times with the holidays. Thanks so much for listening. Invite you to check out my YouTube channel, Transformation Journey Roadmap. I have all kinds of videos of support for you can check out the resource page on astrologyalchemy.com. to click on a link for this YouTube channel, or just go right to YouTube and search for Transformation Journey Roadmap. And while you're at it, you could give me a review on iTunes for this podcast. I really appreciate your support. I love offering my people this forecast for the archetypal energies that are happening each week. May it deeply support you, dear ones. Travel well. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.